Previously on Suits.
You're guilty of bribing a foreign government to get your pipeline.
Guilty as charged.
You think you're not replaceable? I've been doing this before I met you, and I'll be doing it long after I've forgotten all about you.
Please don't do this.
Your beloved associates are mine.
What you want is a long, drawn-out trial that puts our stock in the toilet.
I'm here to tell you he's recusing himself from the case.
So he appointed a special prosecutor.
I win, you back me for managing partner.
You want to take down Jessica?
Yes, I do.
Holy shit.
Was that a good holy shit or a bad holy shit?
Harvey, you just told me that you're planning a coup. Give me a second to figure that out.
Not a coup. It's a move. And when you're done with your lecture...
No, no lecture. I just have one question. Do I get my own office? Harvey, if you want to be managing partner and Darby agreed to back you, then I'll follow you to the ends of the earth. But before we start, I want to make sure you're ready to do this to Jessica.
I am.
Then let's go beat the shit out of Cameron Dennis.
I know you don't want to see me.
And yet?
I just wanted to let you know that I got a copy of the letter that Jessica blackmailed me with, and I made it clear to her that I would take it to the DA if she ever threatened me. So what I did will never happen again.
Never should have happened in the first place. Close the door on your way out. Donna and I have work to do.
There's a harsh reality I need to inform you of. And it's a bitter pill to swallow. But the truth is, a mistake was made. Fatal mistake. And as much as I hate to admit it, our time together is done. No more work. No more laughter. Remember? No more mentorship. And no more anything. See, I reached too high and I fell. And my punishment is the end of my tenure as head of the associates. So, I would like to leave you with the immortal sentiment of Robin Williams. There have been other associates before you. They believed they were destined for great things, just like you, if you just listen. You can hear them whisper their legacy to you. Carpe diem. Seize the day, people. Make your legal lives extraordinary.
Oh, Captain, my captain.
There's a time I would have been relieved to see that. No more Lewis.
It's just wrong.
This whole merger is wrong.
How'd it go with Harvey?
It didn't.
Did you tell him about Jessica?
Yeah. He didn't care. What?
I just wish I could give you a hug right now. But I can't, because they still want to keep us quiet.
Oh, come on, you give me a hug? Something could have happened? Something bad? Like a... My dog could have died.
Oh, you have a dog now.
I was really close to this dog.
Well, the best way to get over the death of a dog is to get a new one.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, I'm just too upset. I don't know if I'm ready for a new fake dog right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just leave me, like...
How did it go?
I don't know. Awful. Probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Lewis, we just merged, and I wish I could undo you losing the associates, but I can't. What I can do is take what you've been giving to so many for so long and have you channel it into one.
You mean?
I want you to mentor your own associate.
Finally, the D'Artagnan to my Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
All for one and one for all.
En garde! Sorry. Jessica, wait. I can have anyone?
Lewis, take your pick of the litter.
Good morning, Miss Paulson.
Spit it out.
Is that any way to start the day?
You want something.
I need to 411 on the breakup.
Are we in high school?
Life is high school, and I need to know if the prom king and his boy Wonder are still an item.
What high school did you go to?
Donna, it's a simple question. Did Mike and Harvey break up, or did they take a time out and, like, say to each other, hey, let's see other people and make sure that we're sure?
I see what's going on here. Jessica feels sorry for you, so she's giving you your pick of the litter. And now you're sniffing around here, trying to put the moves on Mike behind Harvey's back.
No. I would never do that. No, that's why I'm here, to ask permission.
So ask him.
Well, I think it might go better coming from a different source.
If you want me to ask him.
Yeah, would you please?
No.
Why?
Because it'll be so much more fun for me to listen to you ask him.
Well, let me get this straight. You want my permission to take Mike and force him to be your associate?
No, I would never force him to do anything. It has to be consensual. Not like Sally Jones and Senior Prom.
Wait a second. Did you just admit to a crime?
No. A crime was committed upon me.
Okay, I don't want to, but I have to. What crime?
My mom felt bad for Sally, so she forced me to take her.
Well, what was so bad about her?
She had 4 nipples.
Okay, if that date was so bad, I mean, how did you find that out?
Okay, you know what, Harvey? Do I have your blessing or not?
Knock yourself out, Lewis.
See, no. You're just saying that because you think he's going to say no.
Oh, I know he'll say no.
Well, I know you're wrong. So you better think about this very carefully, because once permission is given, you cannot go back. Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Fine. He's yours. I'm sure you two will be very happy together.
Good. Because when I'm done with him, Mike Ross will be begging to be my associate.
See the money one more day for you, me, getting all the pieces of pie for you, wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like.
Surprise. Jessica, last time we saw each other, you were blackmailing me out of my job.
Here to do it again? Because you gave me what you had on me.
I just want to make one thing clear. What I did to you, I did to you. Don't take it out on Harvey.
Now that's sweet. Like a mother protecting her cub.
Take me on anytime you want. But don't punish Harvey's client for what I did.
You did? You just happened on evidence from his time at the DA's office? Now, the redhead. Well, it doesn't matter because he may not have been the one to betray me, but he didn't stop it.
So after you threw him under the bus and I saved him, he should have thrown himself back under the bus?
You just don't get it.
Yes, I do. What you're really pissed at is that he chose me over you.
Not you, what you are. I put bad guys away. You try to figure out how to let them do whatever they want. So don't come in here telling me that I'm taking something out on Harvey's client. Because I'll tell you something. She did this.
You made me a mixtape.
Watch it. And then make me an offer, which I'll reject. Because I got you client, Thunder X.
Well,
this is the best steak I've ever had in my life.
That is the best steak you will ever have in your life.
As much as I appreciate for once not having to eat my lunch from a hot dog stand, what are we doing here?
Can't a man just take out another man in the middle of the day for some steak and some wine and some cheesecake that's going to knock your socks off?
Some men could, but I think you and I both know that you are not one of those men.
True that. Want some more wine?
Don't mind if I do.
You gotta try this cheesecake.
Oh, no, Lewis, I'm not.
You know what I mean? Right? What do you think of that? Hey, Lewis, how's the steak? Heaven.
How about you? Best steak you ever had?
Best steak I will ever have.
You thought him well. What are you guys, brothers? Oh, I'm just kidding. Lewis here's got a lovely sister, Esther, 2 wonderful parents. Who the hell are you?
I am Mike Ross. Lewis and I work together.
I want him to know who he was working for.
Oh.
And I would like you to know who's working for you. Is Mike here? He's the best steak you'll ever have.
You want to know what you're working for? Tina, Gina, Adrian. They've been here 50 years between them. They are my family. That's what you're working for.
I understand. I do not understand.
Eminent domain.
Shit.
Final hearing's Tuesday. If we don't win, this place becomes a shopping center.
Then this place becomes a shopping center because nobody wins eminent domain cases.
But what if we did, Mike?
Then he'd get to keep his restaurant.
He would get to keep his dream. And I would get to keep my dream.
And what is that?
To rewrite the law. And the way to do that is to win an unwinnable case.
What do you need me to do?
You went to see Cameron?
I was just coming to apologize.
For interfering on my case.
He's pissed at you. He's going to take it out on Ava. I want to let him know the person he should be pissed at is me.
Well, it's not going to stop him from taking it out on Ava.
Which is why I was coming to apologize.
Are you also going to apologize for sending the message that I need you to help me fight my battles for me?
I don't want to fight Cameron for you. I want to fight Cameron with you. When the evidence is stacked against you, you do what OJ did. You hire the dream team.
Oh, that's our bar. OJ.
Did he walk or not?
Fine. But I'm Johnny Cochran.
You know I know.
Mike told me.
Nobody had to tell me after you sent me on that wild goose chase after American Gigolo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, it's not that you violated the sanctity of our friendship, but you violated the sanctity of Richard Gere. Something I would like to do, but not the way you did it.
Look, I was just trying to get Mike back with Harvey.
I understand.
Because I never want their thing to be our thing.
It's not. And the way to keep it from becoming our thing is to stop talking about him.
Done.
So, you and Mike.
I know. It's a lot.
Do you want to talk about it?
Of course I do.
Okay, I think we should start with the most important emotional question.
Okay.
I'm actually getting worried for you.
We don't have half of it.
Lewis, you said 5. It's only 4:30.
I've been here since we ate. Been researching every eminent domain case ever tried, starting with 1905.
Clark v. Nash. I thought you wanted me to be doing the research.
I did. But if I don't do it too, how can I help you?
You're helping me?
Yeah, I help you help me. That's how it works.
Help me help you.
What?
Help me help... Jerry Maguire?
Jerry McWhat?
Okay, if you've gone over every case file, then you know that the reason nobody wins is because there is no chink in the armor.
Well, then we make a chink of our own.
If I'm on a jury, I'm looking at a bribe, plain as day.
Because that's exactly what it is.
I don't care what it looks like. There's no audio. It's our story versus theirs.
It's a shady deal in a case full of cash. Their story's going to be more compelling.
Cameron's not going to risk trial without more.
Well, do you think he has audio?
What would it say?
It would have this gentleman, Colonel Mariga, asking if we had the money, and my number 2, Nick Howell, showing it to him. Then he would thank us for paying a pollution remediation fee.
Well, that sounds environmentally sound.
Except we'd already remediated everything that needed to be remediated.
Which is how you knew it was a bribe.
Yes.
The question is, did you ever use that word in that room?
I may be brazen, Mr. Spector, but I am not a fool.
Then the audio won't help them anyway.
The Colonel.
No, they're still in power. He's not getting indicted.
What?
Cameron's got your protege.
No. I've been grooming Nick for 10 years. I've taught him everything he knows.
Like how to bribe a foreign government?
That is not the same. He would never turn on me.
You'd be surprised what people you trust would do when someone puts them in a position where they think they don't have a choice.
Harvey's right. Once someone puts another person down the path of bending the law, people tend to turn on each other.
You don't know him.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
A few days ago.
Call him. He won't take your call.
You're wrong. He always takes my calls.
Hi, it's Nick. Leave a message.
Let me tell you what that message really said. Hi, Ava. It's Nick. I'm not here right now because I'm cutting a deal to sell you out.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going with Lewis?
You know, it's actually not bad. But the truth is, I would rather be...
No.
What? Come on, it's the middle of the night.
Lewis could be back at any minute.
I can be fast.
I know.
That was a one-time thing.
Enough.
But, I... Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. The last person we want casting us is Lewis.
Did it ever occur to you that he's trying to recruit you?
Can we just for once assume that Lewis doesn't have an ulterior motive?
I got us some refreshments.
I will leave you two to your work.
So?
Yeah. Lewis, it's the middle of the night. Where did you get all this?
I'm a new quartermaster, remember?
Okay. Here, check this out.
Whoa, no one's thought to come at it this way. Mike, this is outstanding.
I actually got the idea from a movie.
Moneyball.
I thought you hated sports.
Moneyball isn't about sports.
It's about math.
Exactly.
One problem. It's outside the scope.
What if it weren't?
What if I could fly?
Well, I can't help you with that, but if we want to get it in the scope, we just have to get the other side to put it there for us.
Morning!
Nice Mustang, Harvey. I see you're still trying to be Steve McQueen.
Not trying. Being. This is the scene where he corners the asshole.
Speaking of movies, did you enjoy the one that I sent over?
It's not often we get the whole crime on film.
All you have is a silent film with no proof of anything. And by the way, I'm going to have you sanctioned for withholding evidence.
I gave you that video in a timely manner.
You gave us that video so we take our eyes off Nick.
Nick who?
The Nick you have stashed in a hotel room somewhere?
Oh, that Nick. Now that you mention it, I probably should put him on my witness list.
A little out of practice.
There you go.
Now, why don't you get that piece of shit out of my driveway, kid?
The first time I ever had steak was at Peter's. I mean, I had steak before, but I never had steak before. But that's not why I'm here today. You see, halfway through the meal, Peter came over to my table and he asked how I'd liked it. He wanted to know because he cared. He cared about me. I don't make friends very easily, but the second I set foot in Peter's steakhouse, I had made a friend for life. And that is how Peter treats every single person who walks through his door. So I don't care what they say. Your Honor, this is not a public benefit.
Your Honor, I'm touched. It makes me want to run right over there and get a steak. But as for the Supreme Court decision in Kelo, public benefit is determined on a quantitative, not qualitative basis.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Kelo because we happen to have some quantitative evidence right here.
Kelo was decided in 2005.
8 years later and still nothing has been built on this land.
No jobs created, no taxes collected, no money made.
Zero quantitative benefit. Just because they say it will be better doesn't mean it actually will be.
Even if it were true, we have every right to do it. The state determines benefit, not the court. And until such time as the law has changed, you have no authority to affect the state's determination.
Your Honor, you can establish authority today.
There's no basis for that. You have no choice but to uphold the established practice of eminent domain.
I'm afraid opposing counsel is right. Demolition begins next week.
I just remembered something about Moneyball. The A's never actually won the World Series.
Sorry, Lewis. Now's not the time to be sorry.
What is it the time for?
Get in.
No, I think I'm good.
Mike, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just good, clean mud.
That doesn't make any sense.
Is this about the fact that I'm in the nude?
Please don't harp on that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I know how the younger generation gets hung up in that stuff. But you don't have to worry because you have your own self-contained unit.
Okay, if I get in, will you stop saying words?
You know, if you're going with boxers, you're not going to have them later. You're going to have to go smokeless.
Loyal piece of filth.
Believe me, I know how you feel.
Do you? Because I've heard you prefer to work alone. Well, I don't. I may have been above him when we started, but for the last 2 years, we worked together side by side. I'm not a sentimental person, but it meant something to me, and I thought it meant something to him.
He deserves to be shot.
He does. But I suggest we promote him instead.
You want to give him a new title to keep him from testifying?
I believe it'll require a substantial raise as well.
You know that's not what I meant. You're suggesting bribing a man to get you out of your bribery charge.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Mother always said.
This is what Cameron wanted. He didn't give us that video so we wouldn't find Nick. He gave us Nick so you'd try to bribe him.
Well, how can you know that?
Because Cameron knows people are who they are. You bribe once, you bribe again.
Well, then what are you suggesting I do? Because I'm going to make a run at him.
No, I'm going to make a run at him.
Lewis.
Yeah?
This is the best damn mud I've ever had.
Hey, I know why you picked me for this case.
I wouldn't have picked you if you didn't.
If you wanted me to be your associate, why didn't you just ask?
You would have said no.
Lewis, come on.
No. Mike, I know what people think of me. I know what you think of me. I knew you'd remember all the bad things about working with me. I just wanted to remind you some of the good ones.
I remember all the good ones. But I also remember, after those things, you going back to being the same Lewis I met the first day of work. The Lewis who fired someone right in front of my face for the sole purpose of teaching me to be afraid.
You're right. But I remember you once said that my actions matter and that it's not water under the bridge. You've changed me. You make me want to be a better man.
Wait, are you saying I complete you? You have seen Jerry Maguire.
No, I'm quoting my cinema hero. The character of Melvin Udall, expertly portrayed by Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets.
Ah, never saw it.
Oh, well, then you're lucky.
Well, why is that?
Because you could still see it for the first time.
The first time?
Yeah.
That's it. The first time.
What?
The judge.
You were making your argument about the first time.
He wanted to rule in our favor, but he couldn't.
I know. That's why we need him to rewrite the law.
No, we don't. Because there's already a provision in the law that works for us. It's in section...
No. First of all, I cannot mix work with money, okay? Let's hit the showers. I can't wait to stick it to opposing counsel. Do you need me to give you a hand on this?
I know who you are. You shouldn't be here.
No, Nick. You shouldn't be here.
I'd like you to go.
No, you wouldn't. You'd like to give me 5 minutes to see if I can get you out of the box you're in before you sell your soul.
I didn't want to do this.
You wouldn't have let me in if you did.
I had no choice. Dave is in trouble whether I testify or not.
That's what Cameron wants you to believe.
You haven't seen the video?
I saw a business transaction.
You don't believe that.
I can sell that. You just got to keep your head and shut your mouth.
Just do what you're here to do. Threaten me or offer me a deal.
I've considered both.
Cameron said you would.
Cameron's wrong. I'm not going to do either because I think you care about Ava.
I do.
Then think about this. Whatever deal Cameron offered you, it's based on a lie. He doesn't have anything. He's just trying to use your fear to pit you against Ava. Look, I've seen it happen before, and the one thing I can tell you is, you go through with it, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
Because she'll never forgive me.
Because you'll never forgive yourself.
Okay. What is so important that we need to have an emergency hearing?
Your Honor, we need to be heard before demolition starts.
What's he going to do now? Tell us about his first demolition.
It was riveting, but this has nothing to do with that.
Your Honor, based on the new zoning put through for their project, we're simply asking for a revised valuation of the property that they're taking.
$100 million.
That valuation has no basis.
It has a mathematical basis.
Specifically, the present value of future cash flow, as shown right there.
Bullshit. You've heard of voodoo economics. This is voodoo math. They're making crazy assumptions to inflate their value.
Just like Hilo, but that really didn't seem to bother you when it was in your favor.
Your Honor, this is ludicrous. They're only picking that number because they know it makes our project too expensive to be feasible.
Well, in the words of opposing counsel, even if that were true, we have every right to do it.
Hi, Donna. I love your dress.
And I love when you compliment me before you ask for something.
You're so insightful. Look, I know he said Harvey and Mike's problem isn't our problem, but Lewis is stealing Mike.
It's not stealing when someone's available for the taking.
You knew?
When do I not know? Lewis asked for Harvey's blessing with Mike, and he gave it.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because we agreed that their problem isn't our problem.
I know, but Harvey doesn't really want this.
And you know that because...
Because he can't. Look, he needs you to do your Donna thing and help him get over it.
Harvey listens to me because I tell him what I believe.
What do you believe?
That Mike betrayed Harvey.
Mike was blackmailed.
And then he betrayed Harvey.
Donna, how can you...
How can I what? I just spent the last year hiding your boyfriend's double life. I'd say I'm a pretty understanding person. But what I don't understand is when someone takes loyalty like that and they throw it in the garbage. Would you like me to say that to Harvey?
Sorry I asked. Won't happen again.
That was awesome. It was a great job, man. Thanks, Sus. Great job.
Looks like you won.
Judge is ruling tomorrow.
Then what were you just celebrating?
Well, we were dead in the water. Now we have a fighting chance.
I'm glad.
Something wrong?
Oh, I just got into a fight with Donna.
About what?
I went to tell her about you and Louis, and she just...
You went to Donna about me and Louis?
I thought she could help.
You what?
I thought if she knew, she'd go to Harvey and they'd just put an end to it.
Someone butting in and telling him what to do is only going to push him further away.
I didn't tell him what to do. I went to Donna.
If Donna tells him, all it says is that I'm too weak to fight my own battles. God, if it's coming from you, that makes it so much worse.
Why? What?
Harvey forbid me to tell you anything.
You and Harvey talked about me?
After we went out, I went to him. I said I wanted to tell you.
And he said I wasn't trustworthy.
It's not that.
He didn't want you to go out with me.
No, it's not that either. He didn't have a problem with us going out.
Oh, so it's okay if you screwed me so long as you lied.
Rachel.
Oh my God, that's why you cut things off with me.
I didn't want to lie to
you. I can't believe him.
Rachel, he didn't just risk everything he had for me once. When Jessica found out, he put everything he had on the line for me again.
I hope you know as you stand here defending him, he has no intention of ever forgiving you. Because I found out when Louis asked Harvey for his blessing, he said, take him, he's all yours. So instead of getting mad at me for trying to get Harvey to forgive you, maybe you should get pissed at Harvey and think about moving on.
What the hell is wrong with you? I said I was sorry. I gave back the office. I helped you with your case. I even blackmailed Jessica. Harvey, I get that you are pissed off at me, but eventually you are going to have to forgive me.
Forgive you for what? Making me hire Katrina? Getting high on the job your first week? Betraying me with Jessica?
Or for telling Rachel about your secret?
You cut me loose. Okay? You fired me. I was at my lowest point. She was there for me. She's still there for me.
Congratulations. I hope you two are happy together.
So you're going to punish me by giving me to Louis? Well, let me tell you something. It failed. I actually like working for Louis. He makes me feel like I'm working with him, not for him.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I didn't give you to Louis as punishment. I gave you to Louis because you and I are done.
Harvey, I regret what I did. But I'm telling you right now, you're going to regret this.
Maybe you didn't hear me. I said you and I... We're done.
Whatever it is, I'm not really in the mood right now.
Harvey, I know how Cameron works. He's setting something up.
You think I don't know that? He's setting Ava up to bribe Nick.
Isn't that what you just did?
No. I went to him and told him he'd regret being disloyal to her, something I know a little bit about.
Harvey, do you know what started it between the Hatfields and the McCoys?
I didn't catch the miniseries, but I heard Costner killed it.
Doesn't matter, because whoever they say started it, I guarantee you, the other side says bullshit.
You went to Darby for this merger behind my back.
And then you picked a fight with him behind my back.
And then you blackmailed Mike behind mine.
And I was only able to do that because you brought a fraud into my firm in the first place.
So you do think it's my fault?
What I think is I regret where we are. And I've been trying to get us back to where we were.
And what would the evidence of that be?
What evidence would you like?
Why don't you tell me the truth about why the hell I'm on this case?
All right, Harvey. I lied to you. When I told you I fought to get you on this case, I didn't. Darby made that call, and I used it as an opportunity to reach out to you.
Used?
To reach out to you, which I am now here doing without using anything. So do you want to let it go or not?
I want to know one thing. If you had it to do over, would you do it again?
Deposition's on the books with Cameron tomorrow. You want me there or not?
Harvey, I'd introduce you to Nick, but I understand you two already met when you witnessed him.
Nick works for Hessington Oil. We're their lawyers.
Therefore, I didn't witness tamper. And if you say it again, I'm going to slap you with a slander suit.
Well, let me slap you with something. Tony Giannopoulos got a hold of that video somehow, and he gave it to your shareholders. They're filing some sort of lawsuit. I think he's trying to take over the company.
You son of a bitch. You leaked it.
I deny that. And if your client says that again, I will slap her with a slander suit to go alongside her bribery charge. And by the way, Nick wasn't swayed by your attempt to tug at his heartstrings. Emotional, please. What did you do to him, Jessica? This is not the kid I mentored.
Hold on a sec. You were never my mentor. Jessica was. He's just a fast-talking car salesman that hides behind the line, I do good. Now, get out of my face while I confer with my client.
You told me you knew this man. I thought that was an advantage. Instead, you've goaded him into orchestrating an attempt to take over my company.
You know how sometimes the doctor says you're going to feel worse before you feel better?
What are you saying?
What he's saying is, let us know how you feel in half an hour.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you have a second? I want to talk to you about how we left things.
I don't know. Did you run it by Harvey first?
What?
I understand that he has final say on who his employees fraternize with.
Look, Harvey wasn't just trying to protect himself, Mike, Jessica, and me. He was also trying to protect you.
Right. My protection's at the top of Harvey's agenda. He barely knows who I am.
Rachel.
And if he did know me, he would know that I would never tell anyone.
Okay, look, you want to be mad at Harvey, fine. But you might as well be mad at me because I told Mike the same thing.
What?
I dragged Mike into Harvey's office and I told him that Harvey was right.
That Mike should lie to me.
No. I told him that he should get over you.
Was that before or after I came to you and told you that I kissed him and that I called him and told him how I felt?
It was after.
You told him not to be with me and then you let me think that he didn't care about me?
No. I told him what I thought. And then I tried to help you move on because their truth wasn't mine to tell you.
I thought you were my friend.
I am.
You cared more about protecting Harvey than protecting me.
Yes, Rachel, that's my job.
I get that everyone's jobs are important. This wasn't about a job for me. It was about having a life. But I guess you wouldn't understand that.
Rachel, I'm gonna walk away before you and I can't go back.
It's the second largest oil deposit found in the last decade. We had the contract for it, but to get it out of the EIR, we needed the pipeline.
What were you told, and by whom?
We were told by Colonel Marigo we could build the pipeline if we paid a pollution remediation fee.
But
we'd already remediated everything that needed to be remediated.
So, what was the fee for?
It was a bribe.
And Ava Hessington paid this fee with the full knowledge that it was a bribe?
Yes, she did.
On this screen here, Nick, are you sliding a briefcase full of cash across the table to Colonel Auriga?
Yes.
And you were aware it was a bribe?
Yes, but...
How is Miss Hessington as a boss?
She taught me a great deal.
Did she trust you?
I believe so.
Rely on you?
Yes.
Did she look over your shoulder on everything you did?
No.
Was she aware of everything you did?
She was aware of this.
Yet all we have is your word on that. So let me get this straight. She groomed you, promoted you, gave you autonomy. Then you engineered a bribe. And when you got caught, you cut a deal to lay that bribe on your mentor. Is that correct?
She knew.
Yes, you claimed that before.
If Ava Hessington were convicted of this crime, who would be considered next in line?
That's speculative.
Is it at all possible it would be you?
Yes.
Wow. Sounds like you have a lot to lose, and even more to gain.
We're not in court. Your testimony doesn't help you here.
No, but we wanted to give you a taste of what it would be like in court when Nick still won't be able to look her in the eye when he stabs her in the back.
We won.
We did.
We did. I just want to say one thing. You know, if Harvey had the power to become Mariano Rivera, he would. Because Harvey doesn't love the law. It's just his vehicle for forcing his will on his opponents, for winning. But you see, Mike, that's not how I feel about the law. I love the law. And I never trade it for anything.
I love it, too. I also like winning.
I know. You know what I think? I think you're half Harvey and you're half me. You've had your time with him. Now have your time with me.
Herb.
You here for an interview? They let you go already?
You made your point. If we go to trial, you eviscerate Nick. But we still have that video. She's on it. And he says she knew. And you know what? The truth is, I believe him. And I'll make them believe him.
Then why are you here?
Nice job, Harvey. You got me.
They want you to cut a deal.
Against my recommendation.
I guess they know what you don't. You can't beat me.
Here are our terms.
No, here are my terms. Our original offer stands. Hessington Oil pleads no contest. We pay a $50 million fine, and all criminal charges against Ava are dropped.
They were going to go for that, but I convinced them to make one change. Non-negotiable. Ava Hessington doesn't plead no contest. She pleads guilty.
And you get to call it a win.
Well, the record's going to say guilty. It is a win. I can beat you, and I did. And it's going to eat you up. Dennis 1, Spectre 0.
Take it or leave it.
This deal is bullshit.
Harvey, Cameron can say what he wants. Darby asked you to take this case. No way he doesn't consider this a win.
I don't consider it a win.
Do you really want to gamble 5 years of her life so you can prove you're better than Cameron?
You know as well as I do. He's only offering this because he knows he's got a loser.
It's the exact same deal we offered with one technical change.
Do you know how they answer a technical knockout in the record books? As a knockout.
I would.
What?
You asked me before if I'd do it again. I would. You put me in that position again, and I'll do whatever I have to do to win. Because we win.
Are you saying screw this deal, let's kick his ass?
No. I'm saying take the deal. We already did.
Sorry.
Me too.
You were just trying to help me.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have said something I knew would hurt you just to end an argument.
I don't want to keep secrets from you.
You don't have to.
So, Lewis asked me.
And what did you say?
I told him I needed some time to think about it, and then I came straight here.
So you're really just apologizing because you need my advice.
Well, I also want sex.
You can have one or the other.
I really don't need any advice.
It's a good deal, Ava. Don't second guess yourself.
I'm not in the habit of second guessing myself. No, I just realized when I go back to London, my right hand is going to be gone.
Your right hand sold you out.
You made it seem like he did it for his own personal gain. But he did it for his own survival.
He still did it.
But that doesn't mean I'm not going to miss him. Goodbye, Harvey.
Goodbye, Eva.
Do you want me to send a copy to Darby?
I do.
Thought maybe working with Jessica would change your mind about taking over the firm.
It didn't.
Why not?
Because if she had it to do all over again, she would.
Harvey, if this whole thing is really Jessica's fault, maybe it's time we considered forgiving Mike.
If she's not vacuuming properly, then just fire her. It doesn't matter. You'll get someone. Mom, I gotta go. Bye.
You make me want to be a better man.
You watched it.
Loved it.
Well, you had me at hello.
You watched Jerry Maguire?
Jerry, did you know the human headway they found?
These are the ABCs of me, baby!
Show me the money!
You know, normally I wouldn't want to jinx anything, but I got us something.
Okay.
It's the perfect way to consummate a relationship, so just wait right here. It's in the kitchen.
Sure.
I can't let you do this.
Let me?
Don't do this.
I already said yes. I can't go back on my word.
You're not going back on your word. You're going back where you belong.
I am. I am sorry.
I know. Look, why don't you take tonight off and go out with your girlfriend?
Thanks, Harvey.
No, we're going up top.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but if you come in late tomorrow, you're fired.
We'll see.
Something tells me you like a good knife fight.
I have to say I'm flattered.
Stephen Hundley, senior partner, London office.
I want you to find out what the hell that guy's up to.
I don't pave the way for people. People pave the way for me.
Ava Hessington, you're under arrest.
On what charge?
He played us.
Why don't you tell me why the hell you're really here?
I know about your deal with Edward.
What do you need me to do? Let's go start a knife fight.
Suits, an all-new episode next Tuesday at 10, only on USA.